from my heart to win what? Satisfaction. I need increase my iman. Okay? So, I'm not saying, don't bury it, be careful, Ozzy, I'm only out of wisdom and say you shouldn't relate this information to the kafir now. And when he accepted Islam later on, he will grow in his faith and grow more. Now we can relate it to him. Okay? As example, one of the things when we talk about haditha that happened to the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Shah Masmuma, ذراع الشاه المسموم, كلم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. You go to tell a kafir like this, he will laugh at you. But you tell it to a Muslim, he have to accept it because the hadith is authentic. Okay? This is a Jew woman. Okay? And before a Jew woman, she killed a sheep and she poisoned the arm and she gave it to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to eat. Now, before I make any explanation to this hadith, I want to show you something very important here in this hadith that barely I heard the scholars talking about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened my eyes for me to see it. It's showing you the kafir women, they were working. The kafir women, they took part against their enemies. And this should be a lesson for us and for our Muslim sisters. Okay? Imra'at Abu Lahab, she took part because she hates the Prophet, she hates Islam, she was helping her husband to disturb the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? But what our Muslim women who believe in Allah and believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what kind of work is he doing for the cause of this da'wah? So this kafir woman, which she Yahudiya, a Jew woman, because she believed in her belief, she hates the Prophet, what she was doing? She took a part to get rid of the Prophet by trying to poison the meat to feed him. Okay? It may seem to you like a small job, but it's not a small job. The woman got to know about the characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he's a man, she got to study his life to know that he's a man that when somebody invites him, he will accept the invitation. She got to study his life to know that he's a man, he liked what he liked from the lamb, the arm. And after this study, she went to do her plot. She put the poison inside the arm after she cooked it. And she gave it to the Prophet Muhammad SAW and she invited him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to eat from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a dhira', the arm of a dead cooked sheep, took it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him, don't eat me because I'm poisoned. And this shows you protection of Allah and shows you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said in Quran and inform us in Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. This verse itself, it should increase our faith to the highest degree and should make any kafir accept Islam. These three words. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O Prophet of Allah, deliver the message that came to you from your Lord, and your Allah will protect you from mankind. You show me any plot been done and took place. Read the history of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many times they tried to kill him? How many times they plotted against the Prophet from day one until the day he died? Allah said, you do your job, Muhammad, deliver the message. This is my job to protect you. He migrated, been poisoned, they did everything they can, he went in the battlefield, he fought, and they tried everything with the Prophet. But did any of this plot succeed? No. So sadaqallah, indeed Allah says the truth. You see, Allah said, Wallahu ya'asimukum min an-nas. That means, Ya Muhammad, I'll protect you until you deliver this message completely. For 23 years, he tried and blots against the Prophet and to kill him, and they were not able. Wallahu ya'asimukum min an-nas. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left this and he told the Sahaba not to eat. And he asked this woman why she did this. She told him, if you are really a prophet, I know that Allah will protect you from it. And if you are a liar, so we're going to get rid of you. You get poisoned and you die. And for you to go away. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected him from this death. And this one of the things that happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a miracle. Let me give you a summary of the whole thing, brothers, and remember this. No prophet or a messenger that Allah give him an ayah, mu'jiza, except that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam get the same and more. Any prophet that you know about, any prophet that you know that Allah give him a miracle, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he get the same. In addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a life miracle forever. Because as I indicated this before, that people will come later on and say, alright, you believe in the Bible, you are faithful and you're so committed to your religion, but I'm not. Show me the magic touch. Because we know that Isa alayhi salam, وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Isa alayhi salam used to touch the sick person and Allah will heal him only by a touch. More than this, even to revive the dead. Okay? بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by Allah's will and Allah's leave. So, today if I tell you, show me, let Isa come and heal me so I can believe that he's God. You could not bring Isa. According to what they say, they could not. Show me that the stick of Moses. You could not bring it. Okay? But today, since Islam is a religion came forever until the day of judgment, the miracle of Islam have to be a miracle to stay forever. And this is what is the Quran. And as I said, this neither class by itself, but is a life miracle and is a miracle in itself. How a book can be a miracle? As I said, I give example before. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهِ وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْ ضَعْفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. It's a challenge. Came from Allah to everybody. Everybody. Yesterday and today and tomorrow. Regardless how much knowledge you got, regardless how much science that you know, chemistry, whatever it is that you may claim it, what degree you got. And it's a challenge for America, for Russia, for everybody. What Allah said, oh mankind, there is an example been brought forward. Verily those you invoke beside Allah, they could not create a fly. And if the fly takes something away from them, they could not get it back from it. Okay? So Allah said that life is something only belong to Allah, nobody else can do it. Today we hear about many things they invent. Today we hear about them going to the moon or going under the ground, going wherever. But look to the spaceship, how big it is. But Allah did not spoke about spaceship, he talked about what? A fly. You can look how big the spaceship. But Allah said, can you create a fly? Of those people serious and they know this Quran is made by Muhammad, is not from Allah, all what they have to defeat this verse. If they defeat this verse, the Muslims, they do not have any ground to stand on it. But they are not willing to spend even a dollar because they know they could not create a fly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a worse example than this and say, and if the fly takes something away from them, they could not get it back. You see, so life is something only belong to Allah, and he challenged all mankind if anybody can make something alive. And he did not say create an elephant, because elephant may be too big for them. He said a fly. Why? So we can talk about the miracle of Quran other time. But it had to be, since this religion is forever, and the final message, Allah made the miracle of this religion the same nature. It's forever and a final. And you can see it any time. You can see it any time. Today you could not bring the stick that Moses used to have with him. Today you could not bring Jesus Christ to you so he can touch you and he sees a miracle. But can you bring the miracle of Muhammad? He's here, everywhere. Been even printed by the kafir. And talking about kafir, now when you relate to kafir about the prophecy of the prophet, you can give him a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah la yu'ayyid hadha ad-din bir-rajul al-fajir. Indeed, Allah will support this religion with the outsider man or with non-Muslims or whatever. Inna Allah la yu'ayyid hadha ad-din bir-rajul al-fajir. Inshallah, we give you exactly the statement of it, but I'm only giving in general because the time, okay? Indeed, Allah will support this religion with somebody who out of it, okay? He's fajr, he kafir. Today, look, the best Quran is printed by who? He's not understand even by Muslims. And this is support for Islam or not? You found even some Yahudi, they teaching courses about Islam. They deviate from and they have their own snakes and or knives and, but you will found some Muslims, okay, who took Shahada, they want to study and they go and they take master degree and his doctor is a kafir. So this is the support. Now you go and the slab a kafirun with this hadith in his face. Say, hey man, listen. The Prophet told us about these things and you can see the prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam today. How? Says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Allah will support our religion with the kafirun, with the fajra. Look how a kafir helping my religion to establish. How a kafir printing my book for me to read. How a kafir preserve material in the museum, what you call makhtutat, okay? And today you found in museums that secure by a kafirun, they have Muslims' books been written by scholars, what you call transcripts or, huh? And the Muslims, they go and write this information. A lot of books of Ibn Taymiyyah is still makhtutat. Where you find it? Museum. Secured and protected, preserved by a kafirun. So they preserving things for us to support this religion. And they do it again in their own way. So, did the Prophet inform us about this? And we can see it today. So now when you talk to da'wah, you don't go tell the kafirun about hadith as example of the arm of a dead sheep cooked. Talk to the Prophet. Because maybe it's too far for him to hear this or to accept this. But go and tell him the Prophet told us, indeed Allah will support this religion with the non-Muslims. And the indication, see what it is. And you can count how many people you understand, they write in books. And today, you found Orientalists, okay, or what you call, you understand what I'm talking about? They writing things, some of them, the enemies of Islam, they write very bad things against Islam, and some of them, they fear, they write the history of the prophets, they write many things about Islam, and how some people, they write only for purpose of writing Islamic economic, okay, and how the versus temporary or contemporary economic, and they so fear about what they write, but indeed is a support for our religion. So you can see the prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in things like this. So our subject today, which we didn't even get to see, we didn't get to it yet, that things which is by the Prophet Muhammad for the Muslims that we talk about today or tonight. Let me go and maybe have to go fast. And Yes, what I was saying is that there's no miracle been given to any prophet before except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been given what is similar. Musa, Isa, Ibrahim, Nuh, Yunus, name it. And see what was his miracle? He found the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get the same. Okay, get the same. But as I said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had something more and beyond what all the prophets had got before. One of the things talking to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know that the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he said, وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. The Prophet Isa said to his people that out of this miracle that Allah gave him, that he can tell them about what you eat, what you save in your house. Okay? Whatever that he's saving in your house, I'm here, I can tell you what you have. I tell you what you ate, what you're going to eat, okay? Allah gave him this ability. Look to one of the things that happened to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a very, very famous incident, okay? What you call the story of crying of the palm tree, or the trunk of the palm tree, not even a full tree, okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm not going to read it piece by piece because you understand the time, but the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the beginning, he used to give khutbah or his speech sitting on a trunk of a palm tree, okay? Jiz' al-Nakhla. So something like to like footstool or something to sit on it or something. فلما كثر الناس اتخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منبرا. For Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, when people got more Sahaba and more people accepted Islam, so he took for himself a minbar, right? Pulpit. Because the pulpit is what is a higher, he can be able to address the people and everybody hear more. And by the way, talking about the member, not going out of the subject, but this good, and I love that when I teach, I don't give all this class for Aqidah, and this class for Hadith, and this class for Tafsir. I like to teach it in general, because I feel and I believe that this is the Prophet ﷺ used to teach it like this. Everything goes together, okay? One thing, when Aqidah comes with the Tawheed, comes with the Salah, comes, everything comes together. So going a little bit, not going out of the subject, that one of the innovations that we see in the masjid today, that they have this balcony instead of minbar. Okay, you know what is balcony? I think it's a French word, but this is what we call it in our country, balcony. So you don't see a minbar built out of wood, three steps. The minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pulpit, is three steps. One, two, and the third, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit on it. And when he used to stand up to give the khutbah, he stand on the second step, okay? Today, nowadays, they found in the masjid, they have balcony. So you have like a hallway and the imam goes through some steps and go after this, and you have balcony and something like this, and he'll be standing up. Or that you will have a pulpit with about 25 steps. Inshallah, when you go to Egypt, you will see some of these innovations there, okay? I hate to say, because some people, why you always understand talking back bad about Egypt? No, I'm only trying to tell you where you can find things so you can see. Syria. Okay, Zakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. You see, you brought something to me that I didn't. So they have 25 steps, okay? And it's not this only. You have flags and you have swords hanging on the thing and all kind of stuff. And all writing written in the member. So this is not the member of the... Anyway, going back to the issue that we're talking about. So when people became a lot and many, the Prophet ﷺ, he had what? A member. So what happened? The trunk of the palm tree, Brother Rafiq, felt bad and sad, and he cried for the deportation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to such a degree that the Prophet heard it and the Sahaba heard this noise or this sound. The palm tree trunk felt sad because the Prophet ﷺ used to sit on it. So this was like some, like a privilege, an honor, and a mercy. Because sometimes we look to the things that has no life, that doesn't understand, and Allah is telling us, وَمَا مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. That is nothing except to glorify the name of Allah. But you don't know the language. We look to the rocks, to the mountains, to the trees, to the iron, to the wood, that is nothing. But indeed Allah is telling that is nothing in existence except to glorify the name of Allah. They make him tasbih. And never doubt this, because this is Quran. Allah is telling us, but you don't understand, you don't comprehend their glorification. The problem is with us. As I said, we are limited. We could not understand everything. We could not hear everything. Ants communicate together. Can you understand anything about what ants saying to each other? Germs exist, multiply, and they go many, and attacks you, makes you sick. Can you see them? Can you understand? You see? So it's not because you don't see or you don't understand, that is not. Allah say everything from these things that you see surrounding you is glorifying the name of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. But you don't understand it, okay? So this spot, when the Prophet ﷺ left it, the trunk of the palm tree, and he went in the minbar, like when you understand your father die, or your son die, or one of your closer relatives or friends depart from you, and you feel sad and bad. So the trunk of the palm tree was so sad for the deportation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they start crying and making this noise.